Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a chance to visit with first-year head basketball coach over at Rock Ridge, Andy Say, a little bit of a misnomer. He's been around the program for several years, but taking over the head job and first-up coach, how did things go in the summer and then transitioned into preseason basketball for the Rockets?
You know, I thought we had a good summer, actually. We put in an entirely new offense. We have a big junior class that's moving up and starting to get a little taste of varsity basketball. And then we have some good senior guys that are going to bring some leadership and some experience. So I was pleased with the summer, and I'm looking forward to the start of the year.
Well, I know, you know, you look at last year, and the majority of the scoring and rebounding has graduated with the Gentry and Gentry Whiteman and Carson Frakes. But I know, you know, Riley Fetter had a nice year last year as a sophomore, and I thought Dalton Wolf really came around. And you know, I think you saw some glimmers from Jesus Vargas. You know, kids like Michael Griffin played some important minutes last year, too. So there is a good starting point with this group as you enter 2017-2018. You lost a lot, but I still tell people I think you got a lot coming back, too.
Well, I agree with you, and we've been a little bit spoiled here. I think it's the first year in quite some time that we haven't had a returning All-Stater. So, you know, I think that's the glaring thing that people see, and, well, Gentry's gone and Carson's gone, but not long ago, you know, Ethan Happ was gone and Brian Heath was gone. So, you know, we're trying to build a culture here that doesn't rely around one or two people, but more about a system and a way of doing things. So that's kind of our mindset there. And you know, we have, like you said, coming back, Riley Fetter, who's going to be the best defender in the conference. Dalton Wolf, who's got a lot of game experience and is very skilled. And then Jesus made a lot of strides, and he's really starting to play some good basketball for us. And Michael Griffin, I think, is going to be a key piece for us. He's really looked good. And he's brought a lot of leadership and toughness to a young group of guys, a bunch of juniors who have been excellent the past 2 years. So we're optimistic about the season. We like what we see so far, and we're, you know, looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, and I know you played that Geneseo tournament, and they have one of the top players in the area, the Rivera kid that's a sophomore that's getting D1 looks, and I know you get United Township, you'll play at the end of the week. I think you play Rock Falls, a 3A program, and then Chicago Ag Science. So, you know, you do play bigger schools in, you know, the first week of the season. Is that a benefit, a hindrance, or a little of both?
Oh, I think it's definitely a benefit. We like that challenge of playing those bigger schools. You know, I think those are games that get us ready for the postseason. And, you know, it doesn't do you any good to go into the postseason 25-1 or 2 if you played a bunch of teams that aren't really that great. You know, we want to test ourselves early. We want to see where we're at. You know, I think winning masks a lot of things, and it, you know, might not give us the most glamorous record at the end of the season, but at the end of the day, it's about improving, it's about challenging those kids and getting ready for that run at the end of the year.
Well, how do you like, you know, being the head coach over there now? And I know Coach Whiteman's still on the staff helping you out, but you take over, you know, a program that has been at the top. There's no question about that. And you know, my expectation is just a broadcaster. I believe it's probably, you know, going to stay on the top. I know it's going to be challenged, as, you know, when you're the team to beat, everybody wants to knock you off. But how do you like taking over the head role over there?
Well, I'll be honest with you, it doesn't feel a whole lot different. You know, Coach Whiteman and I have always worked well together, and we both have responsibilities, and we give each other responsibilities. We always have kind of had the co-head coach mindset, and it can be a little different when I'm the one standing and he's the one sitting, I'm sure, but for right now, it just kind of feels like business as usual. And in terms of, you know, taking over an excellent program, that's why I'm here. That's what I wanted. I want that challenge. I want that pressure. And I want to be around kids that don't just want to play basketball and want to be good at basketball, but want to be great at it. And, you know, we've been fortunate the last few years that we've had guys that are willing to do what that takes. And not only do what it takes, but understand what that takes and go about it the right way. You know, we call ourselves a 6 a.m. program. The success of our program happens at 6 a.m. or happens late at night, where those unseen hours, those things that, you know, isn't really visible or aren't really visible to the public, you know, and that's what the cornerstone of this program is, that concept right there. So is it a little bit more work for our kids? Yes. Is it a little bit more work for me? Yes. But, you know, we want to be more than good. We want to be great. And so there are things that go into that. And I think we've got a good group of guys that understand it, and I think we have a promising group of younger kids that want to carry that tradition on and want to see our culture grow.
Well, you know, you look at basketball in this area this year at the 2A level, and, you know, I guess I'm kind of anxious to see what happens here in the first week of the season. I know it'll be at Orion most nights. You know, if you got a gauge on 2A yet? I mean, there's some dudes, a lot of dudes in the area graduated last year, and, I mean, Rock Ridge is well aware of that, but, you know, I guess following the season early at the 2A level is, you know, in relation to the Three Rivers Conference, and I always get mixed up. I know basketball and football are different. It's the Mississippi and Rock for football, and I finally figured that out, and now it's West and East for basketball. So I guess that's time for another day to say, why can't it just be the same for everything? But whatever. So what about, kind of give me a thumbnail sketch what you think about 2A basketball, because I tell you, one of the games I'm looking forward to, I think, is the first Friday in December when the Eagles and the Rockets get together in Edgington to throw down here early in the season. So that's kind of one of the games I got circled. I think will be a neat matchup early. But what are some of the other 2A teams, or just, you know, the Three Rivers Conference, or what do you think there?
Well, there's no question that Mercer County has a ton of talent. And, you know, I think all that stems from having an excellent broadcaster and sports guy. So they have a little bit of an unfair advantage, but we're lucky enough to have a similar advantage. Outside of that, I think there's a ton of talent in this area. I think Allman's going to be solid again. I think Fulton's going to be very solid. Alex is going to get his guys ready, and Orion's going to be good. I think both sides of the conference are going to be competitive. You know, Princeton, Kewanee, Sterling Newman. Sterling Newman's 1A this year somehow, which I guess helps, you know, our side of the 2A state. But Monmouth Roseville is going to be really good, I think. It's up for grabs for our area, and, you know, we can't look that far down the road. We have to handle our own business and build good habits and become everyday guys. But I do think you're right. I think there's going to be some fun basketball to be played in the area.
All right, and I think we'll see the Rockets first time that Friday night, I believe. I think it's December the 1st they take on Mercer County, and, of course, many other games on the radio throughout the 2017-2018 season. So it's Monday night, right, against the Geneseo Maple Leafs for the Rockets. Good luck, Coach. Should be a fun year.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, we're working with Andy Say throughout the season, the head coach of the Rock Ridge Rockets. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.